Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we continue to follow Harvey, we're going to take a break now for some music and a gospel edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
He brought me through hard trials. He brought me through tribulation.
When this life is over, I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Joining us today is Cecilia Webb, who is host of the show Train to Glory, which highlights black gospel music on KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Cecilia, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. It's good to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's great to have you, and you wanted us to start off with Melvin Williams. This is How I Got Over.
One of my favorites, y'all. How I Got Over. I make it over. Yeah, Lord. You know my soul. Look back and wonder, how did I make it over? Yeah, Lord. How I made it over.
Very bluesy sound there. Some people will know the Mahalia Jackson version of this song. Tell us about it.
Well, he just re-released this this year, as a matter of fact, earlier in the summer, and it's on his project called Where I Started From, because Melvin Williams is trying to preserve traditional music. It seems that nowadays all of the black churches are getting away from that and going into praise and worship and other types of styles, and so we are wanting to continue the traditional music concept. And, of course, it's bluesy because during the slavery era, when spirituals were first coming out, and then we got into gospel music in the early 1900s, maybe even late 1800s with the Fisk Jubilee Singers, it was the blues that accentuated the style of gospel music. So you'll have the influences of blues and jazz that comes into the beginning traditional music.
And tell us about Melvin Williams. He's from Jackson, Mississippi, and grew up singing with his brothers.
Yes, he did, with the famous Williams brothers. And I had an opportunity to meet Melvin just this summer. As a matter of fact, we had him here in Albuquerque. He's what you call your homegrown deep south southern man, I'll say. Very, very polite, gentlemanly. He has all of the characteristics of very southern gospel.
All right, well, let's go to another traditionalist. This is Bishop James Dixon II with Trust in the Lord.
Come on and put your hands together a little bit loud. Come on, come on. Yes, sir.
I'll trust in the Lord. Said I'm gonna trust, yes, in my God above, yes.
So I feel like I'm in a really riled up church here, but then again, I think the preacher doesn't usually start singing, do they?
Well, now I will tell you this. Most preachers start out singing, all right? They're singers before they're preachers, and then when they get that tune behind them, it's called the hoop, and some of them do that in the Pentecostal churches and in the Baptist churches, so that's what you might hear from time to time. There are several vocalists on this particular tune, but Bishop James Dixon hails out of Houston with the Community of Faith Mass Choir, and his project is called Hymns to Hang On To. And on that entire project are songs that are very traditional throughout
And when we say traditional gospel, yes. Has contemporary gospel gotten away from a lot of these things?
Yes, you'll find as time has grown, we had traditional gospel up until about the 80s or so. And in the 80s and 90s, the contemporary gospel came in. We'll hear some of that in a minute by a group who transpired the whole gospel industry. And so then you get to contemporary where it's kind of upbeat. You're not sure, is it gospel? Is it secular? Then you have the ultra contemporary that they don't even mention the words that even relate to a supreme being, per se. And then nowadays, it's even more emphasis on praise and worship. So it's more of a conversation dialogue with you and a supreme being.
Okay, well, now to the group that you just mentioned, the Clark Sisters from Detroit. They've been singing since the 60s, and this is a song called Pray for the USA.
Killing, even with innocent little children, to those that can really see, you know that this should not be, that what a
very sobering lyrics in this one.
Yes, it is. And it's interesting because it was recorded back in 1986, and it applies to so much of today's current events that's going on in the news. It's like it was a prophetic saying way back then, all of the lyrics. And so it's just, I rotate that one quite often because it just is so touching.
And what more should we know about the Clark Sisters?
Well, the Clark Sisters came under their mom, Dr. Mattie Moss Clark, and each one of them has ventured out onto their own. There's Jackie, there's Twinkie, who's the organist on most of their selections. There's their sister Karen Clark Sheard, and there's Dorinda Clark Cole. And each one of them are just, they have magnificent, outstanding voices. You can just tell them as soon as they hit the airwaves, you know that it's a Clark sister that's out there when you hear them.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and that will be David Daughtry. This is God is Great.
God is great and greatly to be praised. Glory, glory.
You're leaving us with a very upbeat, up-tempo song there. Tell us about this one.
Yes, David Daughtry, he's a younger artist that has come along. And I tell you, that is the true traditional gospel style right there that he did. And it includes all of your traditional musical accompaniments, such as the piano and organ and bass, drums, tambourines, guitars, and even synthesizers. And he just sets the place on fire.
Well, you call him traditional there, but you have described him as a mix of traditional and modern.
And contemporary. Yes, because you know what? It's traditional with the words, per se, but it also is a traditional sound in the Black church. And then he's got a contemporary flavor to it because it's so upbeat and it's so uplifting.
That's Cecilia Webb, who is host of the show Train to Glory, which highlights Black gospel music on KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Cecilia, great to have you once again. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. We're NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.
On solid ground, and I got to give them praise.
glory.